The stellar autumn weather goes on across eastern New York and western New England, and we're going to line up day after day of gorgeous conditions right through the end of the work week, right through the weekend, even into early next week. We're talking about a lot of sunshine. We're talking about mild days with temperatures, at least many days, that could touch the 70-degree mark. There's going to be a little variety on the thermometer, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Overnight lows are still on the cool side. It is, after all, October, so we're still maybe in need of a jacket overnight into the early morning hours, but each afternoon is looking very, very pleasant through at least very early next week. We're still looking ahead to a change in the weather pattern that is likely to bring some much-needed rainfall in that Tuesday to Wednesday time frame. Still a bit early to say how much rain we will see. I'm optimistic that we see some, because we do need the rain. It has been quite dry around here. And we'll have the update on the drought monitor coming up during the day tomorrow. And then the storminess looks to pass, and it's going to be followed by a shot of cooler air somewhere in that Wednesday to Thursday time frame. But I'm not overly impressed with the staying power of the cold. So even though we'll definitely chill down during the middle part of next week, it doesn't appear that cold is really going to last for too many days. All right, so that's a week down the road. Let's back it up into the present, where it's been just a beautiful day across the area. It was on the cool side this morning. Now, it wasn't as cold on average as it was yesterday morning, but there were some pockets in the 30s early this morning with some areas of frost. This afternoon, temperatures have warmed up quite nicely under bright, beautiful, sunny skies. Moving into tonight, temperatures will dip back into the 40s. Looks like it won't get quite as chilly as it did last night, as the dew points are in the 40s, and those dew points tend to be a floor for our overnight low temperatures. But with temperatures dropping to around the dew point, we're going to have to look out for some areas of fog as the night moves along into tomorrow morning. So beware of some fog to start the day tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see sunshine. A couple of clouds will mix in through the day. Temperatures make it up to around 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, a little weak cold front comes in. That'll bring some clouds, maybe a shower across the North Country. And in turn, Friday's a little bit cooler, with highs running mainly in the 60s. That is still above average for this time of year. Heading into the weekend, we're back close to 70 again on both Saturday and Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Falls. For tonight, mainly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs around Skills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, with highs generally in the 60s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny and warm again, with highs around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.